Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us on this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Friday morning. Yes, August already. We're in the eighth month of the year. August the 2nd. Wow. We need another cup of coffee on that one. It's early in the morning, and it's August. And the year is not halfway through, but well past that halfway mark and zooming to the finish line. And we're glad that you're with us here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. We've got a lot to talk about today, as we always do every single week. Hope that you've been enjoying the past couple of shows. We've had a lot of interesting topics that we've brought across, quite a few comments. Several emails, we really enjoy reading those, and of course, we really love finding out that you're not even in some place I've ever been or heard of, in some foreign country, and we've got a lot of great listeners in countries far and near, and so, thanks for hanging in there with us on the Private Officer Beat. We really do appreciate all of you. This morning's episode, we've got a lot to talk about, always have a lot of breaking news, and lots of different things that we need to discuss. Now, today is that day, that big special day that you've been waiting for, because we're also going to be announcing the 2019 award recipients right here at the top of the hour on the Private Officer Beat. So I'm sure quite a few of you cannot wait to find out who's on that list. And we can't wait to tell you. So just hang in there just a little while longer, and we'll reveal those. And we really have, this year, had a lot of nominations and a lot of support from companies that are new to the Private Officer organization, as well as many new readers of our news, blogs, and letters, and listeners of our radio show that participated this year by nominating their employees. And we've got a very unique recipient or group of recipients this year, and we're going to actually go out and present the awards live coming up in a couple of weeks, and they're going to give me a complete behind the scenes tour of, well, their place of business, where they work, and I'm going to reveal where that is as well. And I'm excited, and hopefully you'll be excited. We're even going to take along some cameras and videotape some of this, because, hey, why not? We love where we're going. So can't wait to tell you where that's going to be. So much more happening, good and bad. I know that the bad is always out there, and we always talk about the bad things happening, like the shooting this week at the Walmart in Mississippi, South Haven, Mississippi. That's just over the line from Tennessee. I know it well. Have had offices in Memphis and been to South Haven numerous times. Terrible, tragic, workplace violence, every place you go. You cannot escape it these days, and that's why it's important to have that training, to get that training, to understand what to be looking for, what a potential threat is, how to respond to it, how to flee it safely, and how to be prepared for it. And it's very important in this day and age. It does not matter if you work in a nurse's office, if you work in a dental office, if you work in a pharmacy, a school, a church. Unfortunately, every place and any place can be victims to workplace violence and workplace death. We're seeing it more and more, unfortunately. And, you know, it comes back to that old saying, only the strong survive. Only those who are educated, only those who have trained, only those who have prepared can keep themselves hopefully safe. But this is one of those things where you need that education, you need that practice. And if you don't put practice into effect, you're not going to know. You're going to panic when those times come. Active shootings, workplace violence, it's a common occurrence. We see it every day in the headlines. And unfortunately, you know, many are not prepared. What happened out in California, the Garlic Festival shooting, that's one of those things that are iconic. Everyone in the region, in the state, knows about that event. They call themselves the world, Garlic, capital of the world. And here, they took precautions. They had plenty of law enforcement. They had private security. They had gated off the whole area. They had streaming devices, metal detectors. Unfortunately, the shooter, knowing all of that, took secondary measures to gain access by cutting a hole through the fencing and coming in through the back way. So what could they have done better? Well, maybe they could have had drones in the air. Maybe they could have had foot patrol along the fence line to keep that secure. Who knows? They maybe could have done more. And I don't like to be a Monday morning quarterback. I don't want to say they should have, could have, would have. Too late now. But we need to learn from our history. We need to learn from what's happened. And we see this quite often where we do take some measures of security to prevent things from happening. We just don't go far enough. Switching gears just a little bit. Announced this week in South Carolina, not too far from where I live on the other side of the border in North Carolina, a whole county school system has invested their money. In fact, many businesses donated to buy metal detectors, and they're putting them in every school, and they're going to use them at every athletic event. They're going to put them out where they can be used to screen for firearms. Putting your money where your mouth is, putting your money into action, that's what this community has done in Chesterfield, South Carolina. Other schools are trying to do the same, but it costs money. But there's ways to do it. There's ways to get that equipment. We just have to go and do it. We just have to put our thoughts, our words into actions. This has been quite a week, folks, and the week is not over yet. Most security officers are shot and killed, injured right now, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So really, for our industry, for our personnel, that week hasn't even begun because most of these events occur on the weekend. We're going to talk when we come back about a brand new release of police officer deaths in the first half of the year. We have our own for our own officers coming out next week, which will tell you more about what's happened over the last 6 months. When we come back, we have a whole lot of things that we want to talk to you about and share with you, including the 2019 award recipient. So we're coming right back. Don't go away. You are listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio.
What a fantastic day.
What a fantastic day.
The water's like glass.
The water is like glass.
Don't forget the soda.
Don't forget the life jacket.
Who wants the 8 and who wants the 15?
Who wants the inflatables?
What a great day.
To be on the water.
So glad you saw me go over.
that was so funny when you went over and your life jacket inflated.
Never go out without a life jacket on again.
What a great day we had.
When it comes to wearing life jackets, make the right choice. You're in command. Vote responsibly. This message brought to you by the National Safe Voting Council and the U.S. Coast.
Shopping around for armed or unarmed security training, CPR first aid training, lethal or non-lethal training in and around the greater Metro Charlotte area? Do you want to be SLED certified so that you can maybe start a new career or make some part-time income? Then check out Premier Training Academy, Charlotte, North Carolina's leading academy for all things training. 704-806-4933. Ask for John. Premier Training. We're here to train you so that you don't make mistakes. Premier Training Academy, Metro Charlotte's premier training service. 704-806-4933.
All right, we're back this morning here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. Remember, if you're looking for any protective wear, body armor, you definitely want to contact our friends over at Body Armor USA. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you, whether you're looking for outerwear, body armor, protective gloves, anything that protects you while you're on duty, whether you're private security, law enforcement, corrections, or you just have a high profile and you need that protective wear. Contact them on the web at Body Armor USA or give them a call over at 516-817-1666. Again, that's Body Armor USA, area code 516-817-1666. Right now, we are hiring instructors for South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. And if you are a regulatory contract security instructor, we have positions that range from $18 to $25 an hour on contract. We also have lifeguard instructor openings in Virginia and North and South Carolina, and other positions available. In fact, more than 20 jobs. Contact Carrie at armorcollege.org. Carrie at armorcollege.org. A lot of things happening as we are traversing into the deep summer here in August, and soon, I hate to say this, kids, but it'll be time to go back to school. In fact, some school systems will be back in class next week. And for us adults, what that means is a lot of things happening. Summer coming to the close, fall just around the corner. And for us here at Private Officer International, what that means is our annual Private Officer Memorial. This is when we honor the men and women killed in the line of duty, protecting life and property. We honor both private security and private law enforcement. We hold memorial services throughout the country and do a number of other fundraising events to help the fallen and injured security fund. If you want to get involved, or if you want to sponsor a memorial service at your place of business, church, or school, contact us helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, or give us a call today, 704-831-8109. The memorial service has been a blessing. We've been recognized by senators, governors, states, and it's been a rude awakening and an eye-opening experience for many in the community and in law enforcement and media who just wasn't aware, I guess, of the number of deaths of security officers every year. They just wasn't aware to the dangers, but we have been able to bring this to the forefront. And if you'd like to get involved, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, or give us a phone call, area code 704-831-8109, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. This year, the Memorial Service and the Memorial Week is the third week of September, just like every year. Be sure that you participate. If you don't already get our newsletters and email alerts, go to our website at privateofficer.org and sign up for them today. You'll get those breaking news alerts right there in your mailbox, as well as our biweekly newsletters and our Officer Down notices. privateofficer.org today. Sign up right now. They're free. Very informational, and of course, many people do use them for training, so they have a lot of value. Contact us at privateofficer.org. Before we go on to our next break, I do want to tell you that we have an investment arm or company that invests in private security companies. If you have a private security company or a school, and that can be a private security school, a medical school, even a swim school, anything that's public safety related. We are looking for companies that have been in business for at least 3 years that has a good track record. And we want to talk with you because we're looking to invest in you. Contact us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We are looking for companies of all sizes throughout the country, and maybe it'll be a good fit, maybe it won't, but our folks would love to talk with you and see what you have going and see how we can help you. Contact us today, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. When we come back, you know, we have a lot of breaking news, as always, and we also have something a little bit more special this week, and that is the announcement of the 2019 Private Officer Recipient of the Award Program that we have every year. And you're not going to want to miss that, so don't go away. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got the news, we've got the awards, and we've got plenty more for you here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
Administration wants you to fly your drone responsibly. Avoid flying your drone near other aircraft, especially near airports. Fly your drone below 400 feet. Always keep your drone in sight. If you see a safety issue involving drones, contact local law enforcement immediately. Fly smart. Fly safe. Have fun.
All right, we are over here at the news desk. You know it, I know it, we know it, everybody knows it. There's always a ton of news, no matter what week it is, no matter what season it is. But definitely in the summer, we have a lot of things happening. Coming out of Key West, Florida, a 72-year-old off-duty security officer was critically injured when a man broke into his house. It seems like he had just gotten off duty, and evidently something occurred at the job site. Somebody may have followed the man home and beat him unconscious. He was brutally attacked in his home. Police say that Joe Fernandez, a security officer on Stock Island down in the Key West, suffered multiple injuries, including a torn ear. A suspect has been arrested in this. In Oklahoma, two security officers who were guarding a distribution of hemp were arrested, but now police are dropping those charges. At first, they thought that it was actually marijuana. Of course, they're having a hard time across the country determining the difference between marijuana and hemp, hemp being legal in many states. So the prosecutor and law enforcement has determined that it was not marijuana, that they were not trafficking marijuana, but actually it was the legal hemp, and have dropped those charges. Coming out of McKinney, Texas, this week, two armored truck security officers were injured after rolling their vehicle over several times. Emergency crews had to work to extricate both of them out of the armored truck. Police say that the driver may have been going too fast. That's under investigation. Both received non-life-threatening injuries. Coming out of Memphis, Tennessee, a 20-year-old man wearing a security guard uniform, he carjacked a truck. He took a gun from a person, and he robbed three convenience stores, one after the other. Police finally did catch up with the suspect and took him into custody. The 20-year-old looked like a security officer and easily could have passed for a security guard, police said. In Washington, D.C., a D.C. Marine Barracks security guard has been arrested for murder after shooting a man New Year's Day. The investigation had been ongoing, and now police took him into custody this week. In Chester County, Pennsylvania, a school resource officer at the Downington West High School has been arrested for corrupting a minor. Police say they found her half naked with a 17-year-old in a vehicle. Police have charged Stephanie Dunn, 44, with several different child abuse charges, and she has been released from the police department. In Tacoma, Washington, at the Tacoma General Hospital, they took on a new officer this week. It seems that the MultiCare Tacoma General Hospital launched a new canine security program to provide added levels of safety for patients, visitors, and staff. It's marking the first time that a hospital-based security program has been used in the Puget Sound area. However, already, the pilot program has helped to de-escalate more than 60 incidents at the hospital, and they say they have another dog on the way. The program is going well. In Lawrenceburg, Indiana, at the Hollywood Casino, security and EMT staff responded to a workplace accident Saturday. Wesley Owen Stokes, 55, died after being pinned between a bucket loader and a concrete ceiling. And unfortunately, even though security officers and EMTs attempted to revive Mr. Stokes, he did succumb to his injuries. Right now in Dallas, Texas, an investigation is underway after hotel security officers waited for more than an hour outside the room of where a woman was being literally murdered, screaming for help. The security officers stayed in place in the hallway waiting for Dallas police. Dallas police say they were very busy and that it did not receive the priority level that it should have. By the time police arrived, Jacqueline Rose Nicholas, 32, had been killed by Peter Nicholas, the husband. Police found the man attempting to commit suicide when they arrived. Now there's an investigation as to why police took too long to respond to that type of call. In Miami, Florida, two TSA officers suspended after a noose was found in a non-passenger area of the airport. The noose containing two stuffed monkeys was found hanging in a non-public part of the passenger screening area of Miami International Airport, and now two employees are under investigation. TSA said other workers at another location also have been disciplined for a similar act earlier this year. In San Francisco, security officers at a nightclub took two suspects into custody who had pickpocketed 12 customers. Security held the men until police could arrive, and they've been charged with robbery, conspiracy, and grand theft. In Kay County, Oklahoma, a bounty hunter has been charged with 20 counts of kidnapping. Billy Dwayne Hocker knew that his bounty hunting license had been suspended since 2016, but he continued going out after the bad guys and taking them into custody. Now he has been charged with 20 counts of kidnapping. In North Riverside, Illinois, mall security had their hands full this week. Police arrested seven people during a flash mob at the mall. A disturbance during the incident. Police had multiple units there and rounded up seven of those involved. Police say that a robbery suspect tried to stab a security officer in Ventura, California with, get this, sharpened pencils. The suspect had shoplifted some items at a supermarket. When security tried to detain him, he stabbed the security officer with multiple pencils. He's been charged, actually, with robbery with a deadly weapon in this case, and is still being held in jail at this time. This week in Albany, New York, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, signed into a bill that prohibits any other teachers or any employee of schools other than law enforcement and security from packing heat. That's right. They can no longer carry a gun of any type on the property, even in their vehicle. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, security at the Oklahoma State University Medical Center was on routine patrol out in the parking lot area Monday when they discovered a homicide victim. Police identified the woman as Mary Sue Loving, 48. It seems that she had been dropped off someplace in the parking lot area. Security making patrols discovered her body and notified law enforcement. An arrest has been made in this incident. In Newark, New Jersey, a man who assaulted a security officer and then fled forgot his cell phone. So what did he do? He came back to the retreat at Newark apartment complex to try to retrieve that phone, and police happened to be there. And guess what happened to him? He was taken into custody and charged with assault on security. Chicago, Illinois, Tuesday morning, a drive-by shooting at a Southside methadone clinic, but the armed security officer was not going to stand for it. He returned fire and hit both suspects, who later on wound up at the hospital. Police say that the security officer acted lawfully in defending others and himself. In Trumbull, Connecticut, two Bridgeport women are in custody for shoplifting and assault on security officers after they pepper sprayed store and mall security. The 21-year-old females have been charged with assault and larceny. Of course, by now you've heard that in South Haven, Mississippi, two people are dead after a employee of Walmart who was suspended for an earlier argument with a customer came back and killed two employees and wounded a police officer. That police officer is healing well and is reportedly going to be out of the hospital in the next day or two. In Framingham, Massachusetts, they have a lot of problems in the downtown area with homelessness and intoxicated persons. Now they have a team of security officers working with law enforcement to patrol that area, and so far things are going well. A security officer in Portland, Oregon this week called law enforcement after a man was trying to break into a car, had pulled an edged weapon on him. Police responding to the scene did fatally shoot the man. That investigation is currently ongoing. In Plattsburgh, New York, at the Clinton Community College, security has been relieved of their duty, and the Clinton County Sheriff's Department has taken over campus security. The college just felt that having uniformed law enforcement would be a better option for them. Two burglary suspects who assaulted a security officer as they tried to flee are in jail. The suspects were arrested a short time later by the Stafford Sheriff's Department, and according to law enforcement, they have quite the record and are not new to law enforcement. A security officer in DeBary, Florida, is charged after sexually assaulting an underage girl. Jeffrey Kopp, 34, faces several charges of inappropriately touching the child. He was working at the DeBary Golf and Country Club at the time of this. 22 more armed school security officers are going to be on duty in Knox County, Tennessee, after graduating the academy there. The Knox County School Security Program has armed officers, about 100 of them, throughout the schools every day and work very closely with school resource and the sheriff's department. In fact, I believe they have special deputy sheriff powers there on the school property. Lots of news, and if you want news in your email, all you have to do is go to privateofficer.org today and sign up, privateofficer.org. Our newsletters, our news alerts are all free, and they're very valuable. We're told all the time how they're used in the classroom. They're used for training purposes, informational purposes, and they're great tools, and they're free. You can't get cheaper than that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got some very special information to impart to you, the 2019 award recipients. We'll be right back after this little break.
Doing drugs is like being on top of the world. Everyone says so. Everyone seems to be having one dandy old time. Hey, it's part of growing up. Or is it? Just think about this. Before you go and do something you've never done before, you just better know what you're jumping into.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
Throughout the year, Private Officer International tries to recognize men and women in the private security, private law enforcement, and even public law enforcement arenas for the job well done. So many go unrecognized, and we try to make a difference to make sure that those deserving are highlighted, are recognized. And once a year, we have a special award ceremony for those who make a difference in their community and in the lives of others. This year, we invited both members and non-members of the association to participate, and we have had quite the large amount of nominations this year, and we're very happy to be able to bring the final nominations and award recipients to you. So the 2019 award recipients of the Private Officer International Awards goes to, for school officers, School Resource Officer of the Year goes to David Romero. Law Enforcement School Resource Officer of the Year goes to Sergeant Becky Mangum. School Security Chief of the Year goes to Michael Thornhill. Security Business Owner of the Year is presented to Hiram Libby. Chaplain of the Year goes to Thomas B. Patterson. Purple Heart of the Year, Jerome J.J. Jackson. The Medal of Valor recipients are Skyler B. Nicholson, Brandy Waters, Jeff Ellis, Tyler Tate, Jeremy Hansen, and Laura Starbuckle. Life-saving medals this year are being presented to Officer Andrew Dixon, Selena Martin, Richard B. Stranger, Glenn Peterson, Gregory Honeycutt, Sharon Waters, and Sergeant Karen LeMay. In the category of Distinguished Service Medals, we have Mark D. Waters, Paul James, Elijah Thompson, Joshua Presley, Peter Crone, Misty Stevenson, Michael Falco, Kyle Parrott, Andreas Mackey, Gregory Jarman, and Ian Penrose. This year, the meritorious awards are being presented to Captain Howard Pittenger, Deputy Chief Larry Stanford, Sergeant Heather Reagan, Sergeant Ruth Gorsman, Daniel Brown, Mary Lou Wakefield, and Robert Carlton. And in the Life Achievement Award, Dan Sinise, Paul Morrell, Dan Meadows, John Driscoll, Lenny Wetzel, and Troy Newberg. We definitely want to congratulate all of the 29 award recipients. Everyone has done such an outstanding job. Remember, all year long, you can submit nominations for a number of awards. Go to our website at privateofficer.org. That's going to conclude this week's episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. We are so elated that you've been here, and so happy that we've been able to play a small part in each of your life. Private Officer International is a member organization, so join today. If you're not already a member, go to our website, privateofficer.org. You can become a member, receive more than 40 member benefits, and participate in this growing international association. Until the next time we meet back here on the radio, be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you back here on the radio.